Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Audiosyncrasy Podcast. This is episode number 56. I'm Jamie Osborne, your host and the creator of the podcast. So glad to have you along. Thanks for finding us and downloading us. I hope you enjoy this next little while, about 36 or so minutes of beautiful contemporary instrumental music heading your way. It's all music that's brand new, at least within the last couple of months. These artists are out there putting out beautiful music for you, and it's very hard to find. So that's one reason I'm glad you found the podcast, because it's one of the ways that we can spread the love. The podcast is based on my radio show of the same name that airs in El Paso, Texas, but this one airs throughout the world, and it's thanks to the consent and participation of the artists involved, each of whom have given me their consent to use the music in this form. And so I hope that you will venture out to support some of these great artists and add them to your collections. All that information will be given to you throughout the podcast. It's also available in the show notes and in the notes of the episode as well. Well, thanks for joining us. Hope you have been a longtime subscriber, or if you're new. This podcast will have all kinds of stuff. We're going to have on episode 56 a lot of piano music, since that's tending to be what has come into the library a lot. But we'll have some beautiful guitar from Robert Linton. We've even got some electric cello. Oh yeah, you're going to really enjoy, I think, Matthew Shaning's CD that we'll have in the first half of the program. A lot of piano and some very interesting takes on that instrument as well. We're going to start things off with music from Greg Maroney. From his CD, The Journey, we'll start with the lovely piano track called Anime. This is the Audiosyncrasy Podcast. Thank you.
Thank you.
The beauty of a podcast is that I'm not limited by those time formats, and you can enjoy the full almost 11 minutes of Matthew Shaning's Water. The first track, as you heard, played in front of a live audience. Elements is the name of Matt Shaning's CD, S-C-H-O-E-N-I-N-G. What a tremendous CD it is. What you heard was just Matthew playing his electric cello and a looping machine, and that was it. And it's something like 52 minutes of beautiful, amazing, compelling solo electric cello. And it's really cool stuff. Find Matthew Shaning's music in the Element CD at soloelectriccello.com. This is the Audiosyncrasy Podcast, episode 56. I'm Jamie Osborne. Thank you so much for downloading and finding it. Hope you'll share this podcast with your friends. It's free, as you know, and makes a great Christmas gift, or a birthday gift, or what have you. The podcast started with Greg Maroney's new CD called The Journey, M-A-R-O-N-E-Y is how you'll find Greg's last name spelt. From that CD, The Journey, we took Anime to begin things, gregmaroney.com. One more time, it's M-A-R-O-N-E-Y.com. All these links are in the show notes, by the way, and at my website at radio.jamieo.com. In the middle, some beautiful guitar from Robert Linton, also new to the library. His new CD is doing very well on the charts. It's called Throughout the Autumn Light, and the track you heard was Winds Swing the Trees. Robert Linton, LINTON.com. Well, Audiosyncrasy is, as I said, based on the podcast or based on the radio show of the same. And you can always find information about us on my Facebook page at facebook.com/AUDIOSYN. You can like the page and become a fan of the podcast. You can also head over to Twitter and follow us on Twitter. We're at AudioSYN. It's an easy search term for the podcast, and we're commonly found and under all kinds of AudioSYN. As I mentioned, we're also available on all the information for the show is found at radio.jamieo.com, J-A-M-E-Y-O.com. You can click on the episode listing in the upper right and find out much more information about the shows, the podcast, listen to previous episodes, and the whole bit at radio.jamieo.com. There's even a mobile version of the website, or of the podcast. You can actually punch it up on your iPhone or Android device at radio.jamieo.com/AUDIOSYN with a capital A, and you can listen to the podcast right on your phone. Well, let's head back to the music now. A trio of piano music from my friend Michael Doolin starting things off. Also some Marc Onfroy and Lewis Landon on this half of the podcast. Thank you. nice demonstration of the versatility of the piano is given to you by three of the artists that we play on the Idiosyncrasy podcast, starting with Michael Doolin. His newest CD is called Timeless 2. It's obviously a follow-up to his Timeless CD. Brand new music, or relatively so, from Michael Doolin. Beautiful stuff, sort of in the what I would call the neoclassical vein. Without a Word was the track you heard, and Michael Doolin can be found online at equitydigital.com. In the middle, taking the piano to space, so to speak, is the 2002-inspired CD of Mark Enfroy, E-N-F-R-O-Y. Unconditional is that CD, and it's brand new in the library. It's produced with the assistance and production help of 2002. Now, they are an ethereal, spacey, Enya-like sound, and they've been heard on the podcast before, too. But they teamed up with Mark Enfroy to produce Unconditional, and that's why you heard such a soaring piece. Mark Enfroy calls his music cinematic piano, and this is the piano launched into space. Admiration from the Unconditional CD from Mark Enfroy. Mark Enfroy, spelled Mark with a C. Mark Enfroy, ENFROY.com. And just now, the jazzy sound of the piano from Lewis Landon. His newest CD is called Peace, Love, and Mermaids. And a bright jazzy track from Lewis called 8C to wind up the Idiosyncrasy Podcast episode 56. Gotten a few more. Just can't read my own writing. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the podcast. There is so much like this out on the web. This music is wonderful. It's diverse. As you know, Idiosyncrasy lands squarely in the acoustic side of the spectrum. If you tend to find your interests more on the electronic side, may I suggest you check out my friend Pete Havey. He's got a radio stream at Live365 called RadioMystic.com. He does some amazing stuff there. He is around on Facebook as well and all that stuff. He's got some great podcasts, too, that follow this music. A couple of different ones, Escapes and a couple of others, too. So check him out at RadioMystic.com. And you can also go online. There's a place where we post all of our playlists called ZoneMusicReporter.com. I'll give you all that info in a second. But there you can click on the directory tab, and you can see all of the radio shows that are streaming online and producing podcasts, or excuse me, streaming audio online in this genre. And it's really a tremendous resource if you just want to find great new music to listen to. You can head to zonemusicreporter.com, click the directory tab, and see who's online. There are podcasts and radio streams all over the world. And of course, these artists want to sell you their music too. So please visit their websites, and when you do, tell them Idiosyncrasy sent you. Well, all the music you're going to hear on the Idiosyncrasy podcast is always played with the express written permission of the artists, and that does include this theme song from David Lyons. He once joked to me that this is the only podcastable song of his because he gave me permission to air Prelude to the Dance from his 1995 CD Skyline Fire Dance. Find David at davidlanz.com. The podcast graphic for the show comes from my friend Firebliss. You can find her at myspace.com/photoedits by Firebliss, B-L-Y-S-S. All the podcast playlists are posted and reported to the zonemusicreporter.com. There are only a handful of podcasts that do report. This is one of them, so that sort of makes us an official reporting entity. It's kind of rare in the radio world, but Idiosyncrasy's exists to support the artists, and I certainly hope you'll visit their websites and purchase their music. You can find their CDs online at CD Baby and Amazon, but if electronic music is more your taste, and if you're downloading podcasts, you probably think it is. Most of their music is also found in electronic form on Amazon, iTunes, Rhapsody. Check out Bandcamp. Most of these artists are on Bandcamp. They're on Reverb Nation. They're everywhere. And a lot of times you get lucky and hear these artists posting things that never make it to their final CDs on these sites too. Check them out on Facebook as well. You'll find us at facebook.com/audiosyn, and I'll post hints for you. And hope you'll download the next edition of the Audiosyncrasy Podcast. I'm going to try and crank them out at least monthly for you now. So until episode 57, I'll see you around. I'm Jamie Osborne. Thanks for downloading the Audiosyncrasy Podcast. We'll see you again next time. Take care, my friends.